And yeah.
Okay, fine. Okay, then we'll start today. We'll join our hands and close our eyes. And Arjun, you have to recite Namokar Mantra, okay? And then Diya will say Chattari Mangal Path. Okay, join our hands and close our eyes.
Namo Arihantanam, Namo Sitanam, Namo Arihyanam, Namo Urjayanam, Namo Lursavasahunam, Iso Panchanamokayaro, Sawa Pala Panasano, Mangla Nantasawisim, Padamam Hohi Mangalam.
Tia.
Mangalam Arinta Mangalam Siddha Mangalam Sahu Mangalam Kiripananto Damo Mangalam Chittari Logottama Arahanta Logottama Siddham Logottama Sahu Logottama Kiripanantam Namo Logottama Tata Sharanam Pavajami Ante Sharanam Pavajami Siddhi Sharanam Pavajami Sahu Sharanam Pavajami Kiripanantam Dhammam Sharanam Pavajami.
Very good. Okay. So Natasha is not there, so we'll just revise some old things and then we'll proceed. Arjun, who is Bhagwan?
What? I forget. I have it.
It's okay. Dear, who is Bhagwan? Dear,
are free from attachments.
Yeah, and
Sarvagya.
Very good. Okay, and Sarvagya means what?
In number.
No, Sarvagya means what? Sarvagya meaning what? If you are Sarvagya, then what do you have? Arjun, what is Sarvagya?
I'm afraid I do not know myself.
Okay, so what do Bhagwan do? I mean, who is he? He is free from attachments, and what other quality he has? He knows
everything.
Yeah, so knowing everything is Sarvagya, is being Sarvagya. When you are Sarvagya, you know everything. So one who knows everything is known as Sarvagya. Okay, you know, Bhagwan at a time, he is knowing me, that I am speaking something, and he's knowing you, that you are listening to it. And he's knowing Dia too, that she is also listening to it. And he is knowing each and everybody. He's knowing this computer, this screen, this chapter, everything around this room and outside this room. Everything he knows. Okay? One, on same second, like on the very time he is knowing me, he's knowing you, he's knowing everybody. So one who knows everything all together at one time, I mean, Bhagwan knows everything is of this world all together, not in different time. Like for the first second he is knowing me, then again he concentrates on you, then he has to concentrate on Diya to know her. No, it's automatically he knows everything at a time. So one who knows everything all together is known as Sarvagya, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Diya? So, Bhagwan has no attachments, he is all detached from the attachments and he knows everything. And they are how many numbers? Infinite in numbers,
infinite.
Okay? Yeah, very good. Okay, so who is Tithankara?
They are 24 in number.
And what else?
They have the Dunker Nam Karma, which is the
very
best
good.
Karma.
Okay, wait. Diya, how many karmas are there, Diya?
Eight.
Do you remember the names of any? Oh, I have not told you yet, but if you remember already.
I don't know.
Yes, sir. Very good. Koi baat nahi. Arjun, how many karmas are there?
There are eight karmas.
Yeah, eight karmas. Very good. And Arjun, Arhantas have how many karmas? See, this I have told you. Oh, very good. And how many have they destroyed?
Four.
Yeah, other four. Just half. And Siddhas have how many karmas, Diya? Out of eight?
Diya destroyed eight.
They have destroyed it. So how many remaining then? 8 minus 8 is equal to?
0.
Yes, so Siddhas have no karma. Excellent. Okay, Arjun. So Tirthankaras are 24 in number and they have Tirthankar Naam Karma, the fruition of Tirthankar Naam Karma. Any other thing?
They are Bhagwan.
They are Bhagwan. Very good. And what do they give us? They give us something.
They're in Samosaran and give us,
they give us what? They have some sound? Divine sound?
That's Jinvani.
Yeah, Divyadvani, Jinvani, very good. So one who preaches a right path to liberation or gave us Divyadvani is surrounded by the magnificence of Samavsharan and other glories and in whom Tirthankar Namkarma has come to fruition is known as Tirthankar and they are 24 in number. Okay? Okay, so now if next time anybody asks you that who is a Tirthankar, so you should remember all these three points. One is they preaches a right path to liberation, which is they give us the Vidvani, okay? The same thing. So Tirthankara is one who preaches a right path to liberation and who is surrounded by the glory or magnificence of Samavsharan and other glories. In whom Tirthankar Naam Karma has come to fruition. His core is known as Tirthankara. Okay, and they are 24 in numbers. Okay, fine. So now we'll first learn the name of 24 Tirthankaras and we'll move on to differences, okay? Now the third line. Okay, I'll repeat first line. You all have to repeat it and then the third line will come to. No, okay, we'll start with third line only, then in the end, we'll repeat the whole, okay? Okay, now
okay.
I'm singing, okay? Arjun, you will repeat it and then Diya will repeat it. Vimal Anant Dharma Jas Uj. Okay. Vimal Anant Dharma Jas Ujwal. You all have your PPTs open, the PowerPoint, the file. Diya, you also have? Page number 6, I mean slide number 6.
Yes.
Okay, so we are reading the third line, okay? Just try to read from that, okay? Vimal Anant Dharma Jas Ujwal Se Arjun.
Vimal Anant Dharma Jas Ujwal.
उज्जवल, या उज्जवल, वेरी गुड. विमल अनंत धर्म जस उज्जवल, शांति कुंथु अर मल्ली मनाए. शांति कुंथु अर मल्ली मनाए.
ओके,
अर्जुन. या मल्ली मल्ली मल्ली, या मल्ली, वेरी गुड. मल्ली मनाए,
मनी मनाए.
इट्स नॉट मनी, इट्स मल्ली मल्ली
मल्ली.
Yeah, Malli, M-A-L-L, like folly, we say, like Malli Manai.
Malli Manai.
Yeah. Vimal Anant Dharma Jas Ujjwal Shanti Kunthu Ar Malli Manai. Complete
Vimal
line, Archer.
Vimal Anant Dharma Jas Ujjwal Shanti Kuntu Ara Mali Manai.
Excellent, very good. Okay, Diya, the whole line.
Vimala Anta Dharma
Ujjwal, yeah.
Shanti Kuntu Ara Milava
Malli, Mallinath Bhagwan, you know, na? Mallinath, so it's Malli from Mallinath Bhagwan. Okay, so Malli Manai.
Malli Manai.
Yes, very good. So, now I'm reading the whole line. You have to also sing it, okay? Vimal Anant Dharma Jas Ujjwal Shanti Kunthu Ar Malli Manai. Arjun.
Vimal Anantaram Jas Ujjwal Shanti Kuntu Ara Malli Manai.
Very good, Diya.
Anantaram Jas Ujjwal Shanti Kuntu Ara
Malli Manai. Okay. Now we'll look into the names. We have till Vasu Puja. Vasu Puja was which number? 13th, 14th, which number was it? Vasu Puja Bhagwan? Arjun?
12.
Very good. So now 13th, yeah, it's 12. The Vasu Puja Bhagwan is 12. So the 13th is Vimal Nath. First word in the third line. Vimal Nath is the 13th Bhagwan. Okay, 13th Tithankar. So Vimal Nath. The next word is Anant. So Anant means infinite. You know, infinity, infinite, one which has no end, is known as Anant in Sanskrit language. So Vimal is something which is serene, very pure, divine. So that is Vimal. Anant is infinite, so Anant Nath, Vimal Nath, Anant Nath, and then Dharma. Dharma, we know religion, Jain Dharma. So Dharma is religion. So Dharma Nath. Okay, so 13th is who? Diya, 13th is whom?
Vimal Nath.
What Diya? Yeah, Vimal Nath. And 14th is?
Anant Nath.
Not. It's Ananta. Ananta.
Anantan.
A-N-A-N-T. Ana Ant. Anant. So it's Anant. Yeah, Anant. Very good. So Vimalnath is. Yeah, Anant. Anantnath. Very good. Iske baad, the next one is Dharmanath. 15th is what? Dharma Nath. Diya now. Yeah, so first three are what, Diya? Vimal Nath, then?
Dharam Nath.
And 14th is?
Anand Nath.
Very good. Okay, now just Ujjwal, we have to ignore it. Then other one is Shanti. Shanti, the 16th Tirthankara is Shanti Nath. अर्जुन, 16th इज व्हाट? शांति प्लस नाथ, शांतिनाथ. अर्जुन, व्हाट इज इट? एक्सेलेंट. एंड देन कुंथुनाथ इज 17th, कुंथुनाथ. से अर्जुन, वेरी गुड. एंड देन अरनाथ, अरहनाथ. इट बिकम्स ए, या वेरी गुड, इट बिकम्स ए आर ए एच, अरह, अरहनाथ. सो अरनाथ यू कैन सी और अरहनाथ, बोथ इज ओके. व्हाट इज 18th दिया, 18th तीर्थंकर्स नेम?
अरनाथ.
या अरनाथ. अर्जुन, व्हाट इट इज? वेरी गुड. सो नाउ 13th इज विमलनाथ, 14th इज अनंतनाथ, 15th इज धर्मनाथ, 16th इज शांतिनाथ, 17th इज व्हाट अर्जुन? 17th
इज कुंतुनाथ.
वेरी गुड, कुंतुनाथ. एंड 18th इज अरनाथ. ओके. एंड 19th इज मल्लीनाथ. इट्स मल्ली प्लस नाथ. What it is?
Alina.
Excellent. Now, who will tell me the name of 6th Tirthankara? Dia 6th Tirthankara.
Brahma Prabhu.
Very good. Mummy is helping you?
No.
Okay, fine. Very good. And the 10th Tirthankara, Arjun.
The 20th?
10th, 10th.
10th is Shito Nath.
Very good. I hope you all are not copying from the slide, right?
I am not.
Very good, very good, very good, very good, very good. Just kidding. Okay, Arjun, who is 13th Tirthankar then?
Vimalnath.
Very nice. 16th.
Is
Shanti. Yeah. Oh, very good. Dia, 17th.
Kuntinath.
Very good. Arjun, 15th.
15th is Dharamnath.
Very good. And Dia, 12th. Very good. Okay. Now, in the first line, how many Tirthankars we had, Arjun? In the first line, what we learned? How many Tirthankars we had?
Seven.
Yeah, very good. The second line we had, how many? Yeah, so 7 plus 5 is equal to 12. Now, if we remember the first line and second line, we can learn the sequence very easily. Like, if I'm asking before 7, I mean 5th. So, you can just remember the first line because it's just falling under first line. If I'm asking you 8, so it's the first word of the second line. So, like this, we can also recall, okay? So, now, third line has how many? Diya.
7.
Okay, from which number to which number?
13 to 9.
13 to 9? Backward.
And 13 to 19.
Okay, 13 to 19th. Okay, so Arjun, now who is 19th?
19th is...
Manai, jab prior to Manai. Manai. Yeah, Malli Manai, Malli Nath Bhagwan. Yeah. Okay. Now again, the last time we are revising this line. Okay. I am singing first, and you all have to repeat. Okay. Vimal Anant Dharm Jas Ujjwal Shanti Kuntu Ar Malli Manai. Arjun.
Vimal Anant Dharm Jas Ujjwal Shanti Kuntu Ar Malli Manai.
Very good, Tia.
Vimala Anta Dharma
उज्ज्वल शांति
कुंतु अर मली मनाए.
वेरी गुड वेरी गुड. मनाए मल्ली मनाए. सी वेरी इजी. विमलनाथ से वी हैव टेकन द विमल. अनंतनाथ से अनंत. धर्मनाथ से धर्म. विमल अनंत धर्म. देन वी एडेड टू डिफरेंट वर्ड्स जस्ट उज्ज्वल. देन अगेन शांतिनाथ से शांति वी टोक. कुंतुनाथ कुंतु. अरनाथ अर. मल्लीनाथ मल्ली. एंड देन मनाए. सो विमल अनंत धर्म जस उज्ज्वल शांति कुंतु अर मल्ली मनाए. Okay, now the last five names, it's very easy. These are very easy names, okay? Now, if we have learned this much, 19, so these five are very easy. Okay, Arjun, ready?
Yes.
Muni Suvrat Nami Nemi Parsho Prabhu. Muni Suvrat Nami Nemi Parsho Prabhu. Okay, so Muni Suvrat Nami Nemi Parsho Prabhu. Arjun, say.
Muni Suvrat.
Suvrat. Muni Suvrat.
Suvrat?
Yeah, Suvrat.
Suvrat.
Yeah, Suvrat.
Muni Suvrat. Mani.
Nami, Nami, N-A-M-I, Nami, Nami, N-A-M-I is Nami, N-E-M-I is Nami, Nami and Nami, okay?
Nami and Nami.
Nami, N-E-M-I, Nami.
Money?
Not money, it's Nami and then Nami, N-A-N-N-E. Okay, you know money? Money and you know many, right?
Yes.
Money and many, same way. Nami and Nami. M becomes N, N becomes M. Money is Nami, many is Nami.
Money,
forget money and many, now just say Nami and Nami. Yeah, you're saying it right. You're saying it right. Try it.
Money.
Not money. Nami. Nami. Not money. Nami.
Nami.
Nami, yes.
Nami.
Not. Are you not Nami? Nami. Nami. Nami.
Nami.
Naminath Bhagwan and Naminath Bhagwan. So Naminath so we are taking Nami and Naminath from Naminath we are taking Nami. Nami, Muni Suvrat, Nami, Nami, Parshva Prabhu. Say the whole line, you'll get it.
Muni Suvrat.
Very good.
Muni. Nami Suparshwa.
Not Suparshwa.
Prabhu.
It's Parshwa. Parshwa Prabhu. Very good. See, Arjun. Wait. Diya will say. Okay, Diya, say the half line. Muni Suvrat Nami Nami Parshwa Prabhu.
Muni Suvrat Nami Nami Parshwa Prabhu.
The later part I haven't read it yet. Diya, wait. Okay, so Diya, what it is? Nami Nami. Say once and say louder. Arjun has to hear it.
Nami.
And?
Nami.
Next is what? Nami after Nami. Say aloud.
Nami Nami.
Arjun, what did she say?
Nami.
And?
Nami.
Not Nami, Nami. Not the same name. Some difference is there. The difference of E and A. Nami, Nami.
Nami, Nami.
Not like mummy, you have to call nummy. It's nummy. Don't just nummy. Too concentrate on M. Yeah, it's not mummy like we say mummy. No, it's nummy. Nummy.
Nummy.
Yeah, very good. Nummy, nummy. Okay. Once, let me sing for you the whole line and then you will repeat it, okay? Muni suvrat nami nemi pashu prabhu vardhamane pad pushpa chadai. Muni suvrat nami nemi pashu prabhu vardhamane pad pushpa chadai. Say.
Muni suvrat. Namni Parshwa Prabh Vardhaman Pad Pushpa Chandra.
Chadai. See, okay. Repeat
Chirai.
After me. Okay, repeat after me what I'm saying. Muni Suvrat. Say Muni Suvrat.
Muni Suvrat. Muni Suvrat.
Who is fifth Parmeshti? The name of fifth Parmeshti.
Fifth Parmeshti is Sumatina.
Not fifth Tirthankara. How many Parmeshtis are there? 24?
Oh, no.
How many? I don't know. Tell me first, how many Parmeshtis are there?
There are five Parmeshtis.
Five are infinite.
No, there are five Parmeshtis.
They are how many?
Five.
Are you both sure? Five are infinite?
Yes, five.
Okay, fine. So who is first Parmeshti Arjun? Sumatinath Bhagwan?
The fifth Parmeshti is... fifth Parmeshti is...
Sumatinath Bhagwan. Okay, Sadhu, very good. Okay, Sadhu Parmeshtis are what? Muni Raj?
What?
You know Muni Raj? Muni Raj, have you heard of word Muni Raj?
I have not.
Oh, okay. See, what we call our Sadhu Parmeshti or Acharya Parmeshti, they are also known as Muni Raj. Muni. Muni means monk. In Hindi, the monk is known as Muni. Okay? So, this is the same word.
Okay.
Muni Suvrat. Muni Suvrat. It's
Muni
monk Suvrat.
Suvrat.
Yeah. Very good. So, Muni Suvrat is the first word. Okay? Now, we are on 20th Tirthankar. So, 20th Tirthankar is what? Muni Suvrat. Very good. Excellent. Then, Nami. Say Nami.
Muni.
Not money, Nami. And N is first and then M afterwards,
Nami?
Okay? Nami.
Nami?
Yeah, very good. Nami.
Nami.
Yeah, excellent. Nami. That's, yeah, not like tummy. It's Nami.
Nami.
Nami. Yeah, very good. The same way. Nami. Just leave the M simple.
Nami.
Don't make it double M. Don't make it double M. It's like N-A-M-I. Nami. Okay, now Muni Suvrat is 20th, 21st is Nami. Now, very simple, if you know Nami, just make the A-E. Nami, Nami, then Nami.
Nami, Nami,
yeah.
Nami.
Yeah, Nami, Nami, very good. Then, Soparshu we remembered. Nami. Yeah, Soparshu we remembered in the first line. Now, ignore the S-U part. Su, we have to forget. Now, only Parshu. Parshu. Okay? Parshwa.
Parshwa.
Not Parshwa. Suparshwa. Only Parshwa. Okay? We have two
Parshwa.
Different Tirthankars. 7th Tirthankar's name is Suparshwa and 23rd is Parshwa. Okay? So Suparshwa, Parshwa. Suparshwa is 7th. 23rd is Parshwa. Only Parshwa. Not Suparshwa. Okay. Yeah. So Muni Suvrat Nami Nemi Parshwa Prabhu. See?
Can you say it again? I couldn't hear.
Yeah. Muni Suvrat Nami Nemi Parshu Prabhu.
Mani Savrat.
Ten.
Nami.
Very good.
Parshva.
Very good.
Prabhu.
Kya? Very good. Very excellent. Okay. Muni Suvrat Nami Nemi Parsho Prabhu. Very good. Diya, say the half line. Nami Nemi Parsho Prabhu.
Vardaman Pada.
Only half line, Diya. Okay. Now the other last half line, Arjun. Vardhman Pad Pushp Chadai. Say in Vardhman. Vardhman. Vardhman.
Vardhman.
Then Pad.
Padva.
Pad Pushp Chadai. Yeah. Chadai. Chadai, chadai. Yeah.
Chirhai.
We are saying Pad means the feet of Bhagwana, okay? So we are just giving him the flowers. Just to, I mean, we are just like out of what we say when we go to the temple, we take something to Bhagwan, right? Whenever we go to some. Some other buddies home, we take some gifts for them, right? Same way we are remembering 24 Tirthankara, so just we are giving as a gift to them the pushpa. Pushpa means flowers, okay? So it's like Muni Suvrat Nami Nemi Parshva Prabhu Vardhaman Pad Pushpa Chadhai. Okay? Now, I guess we have learned for too much today. So we'll just revise from 16th and then there's no pressure to learn it all the whole today, okay? Arjun, who is 16th Tirthankar?
16th Tirthankar is, 16th is Shantinath.
Very good. Diya, 17th?
Tirthanath.
Very good. Now, Arjun will tell me the 20th Tirthankar. The fourth line, most word.
20th Tirthankar is
Monk. Yeah.
Nath.
Excellent. Muni Suvrat Nath. Muni means monk, okay? So, monk in Hindi or Sanskrit is known as Muni. So, Muni Suvrat Nath is the 20th. Arjun, 21, will you be able to tell me? 21? Read it. You can cheat for now.
Nami.
Nami, aage, I mean after this, Nami.
Nemi.
Simple Nami. No, simple Nemi. The Nami. Nami, only Nami or something we have to add?
Nami Nath.
Yeah, Nami Nath. Nami Nath is the 21st. Muni Suvrat Nath. 21st is Nami Nath. 22nd is what, Arjun?
Nemi Nath.
Very good. Diya, 23rd.
Ashpanath.
What Nath?
Ashpanath.
Parshvanath. And 24th, Arjun?
The 24th, the Dunker is
Vardhaman. Vardhaman.
Mavar.
It's Vardhaman. No, it's Vardhaman.
Vardhaman.
See, I told you the other name of Rishabhdev. What was it?
I'm sorry, I forgot to write it down.
Something big in the beginning. What do we call it in Hindi? The beginning. The first.
I'm afraid of
Adi?
Adi? Adinath?
Yeah, Adinath. The same way the 24th Tirthankara has five different names. How many names? Five. So two are Mahavir, we know Mahavir Bhagwan, and we can say Vardhaman. Vardhaman is his other name. Okay, so in this Vardhaman is written. So whichever is easy for you, you can remember that. Okay, Vardhaman is his name and Mahavir is his name. We'll learn all the five names. They are very easy, but just for this time, Vardhaman is 24th and he is also known as what? Mahavir. You know, Mahavir is Superman. He has very powerful. Okay, so Vardhaman, Mahavir. So 24th is what, Arjun?
The 24th is Vardhaman.
Vardhaman. Or?
Or? Mahavir Bhagwan.
Yeah, Mahavir Bhagwan. See, Maha means super, Vir means powerful. So, one who is super powerful is Mahavir Bhagwan. Okay, so 20th is Muni Suvratnath, 21st is Naminath, 22nd is Naminath, 23rd is? 23rd
is? 23rd is, 23rd is Parshwanath.
Okay, and 24th is? 24th.
Is Mahi Bhagwan.
Okay, Dia, who is 25th?
Adama.
25th is who? 25th. I am asking 25, the Tirthankar, name of 25th Tirthankara.
Not
25. Okay. Why? Because Tirthankaras are only 24. Okay, very good. So first is Rishabhdev or Adinath, 24th is Vardhaman. Okay. Now we'll just read these two lines and then we'll go to our story. Okay. I have one story today. Okay. You have to repeat, okay? Vimal anant dharma jas ujjwal shanti kunthu ar malli manai. Yeah, Arjun.
Vimal anant dharma jas ujjwal shanti kunthu ar malli manai.
Very good. You sing very well, by the way. Dia, same line. Vimal, yeah, Dia.
Vimala antadharm jas ujjwal shanti kunta ara nirmali manai.
Very good. Muni so vrat nami nemi parshu prabhu vardhaman pad pushp chadaye. Arjun, the last line.
Chadai.
Very good. Dear, last line.
Muni surat nami nemi paspa prabhu vartaman pada pushpa chadai.
Very good. Okay, now I am only going to read the whole thing. You all have to just listen. Okay, then we'll move on to story. Rishabh Ajit Sambhav Abhinandan Sumati Padma Soparshva Jin Rai Chandra Pahup Sheetal Shreyans Jin Vasu Pooja Poojit Sur Rai Vimal Anant Dharma Jas Ujjwal Shanti Kunthu Ar Malli Manai Muni Suvrat Nami Nemi Parshu Prabhu Vardhaman Pad Pushp Chadhai. Fine. In the next class, you just read it. I am not telling you to remember it whole, but we should know that 24th names are coming from where, okay? Okay? So, now the story. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Arjun, you want to listen to it or not?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, fine. There was in one jungle, there was one cave, okay? Very big cave. In that cave, there was one wild pig. You know pig?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, Dia, you also know one. You know what a pig is, right? Okay, so, you know, in the jungle, the pigs are very much wild, okay? They are very much cruel and very powerful, okay? In the cities, they are not, but in the jungle, they are very much. So, the cave was of whom? This wild pig, okay? Now, after he was living very finely in that cave, and one day, on that cave, came one Muniraj, one Sadhu Parmeshthi. Who came on that cave? Who came?
Muniraj.
Arjun. Yeah, Muniraj is whom, Arjun? I told you sometime before.
He's Sadhu Parmeshthi.
Yeah, Muniraj is Sadhu Parmeshthi, right? So, how are our Sadhu Parmeshthi, Dia? How do they look? Dia.
Guru?
Sadhu Parmeshthis. Who is Sadhu Parmeshthi, Dia?
Muniraj.
Muniraj is Sadhu Parmeshthi, but what do? Like Acharyas? Are the, I mean, as a headmaster of the all the sadhus, Upadhyayas teaches sadhus, so sadhus do what? Arjun, you remember what does sadhu do?
Sadhu learns about Jainism.
Learns and practice the same. Right? Learns what
yes.
Upadhyayas teaches them and then they practice, okay? So now, this Muniraj in the cave of whom? The wild pig, okay? So he was doing what? He was just practicing the religion, practicing, or he was doing the tap, okay? So now he is like, he is doing tap, so he is into him. He does not have any idea that pig is here or something is here. So Muniraj is very calm. Muniraj do not have anything on their body, right? They do not have anything. They are just practicing their own soul and practicing the path of liberation. Okay, so now Muniraj is meditating. He is doing meditation. And now this pig looks at the Muniraj and thinks, oh wow, who is this very calm and kind person in my cave today? He is really very, very, very something, someone very great. And I must do what? I must protect him. He just thinks, the pig thinks that, how can I help him? I mean, I am a pig, I just cannot do much. He is meditating, he is very looking very kind, and he is looking very, very great, okay? So, he just, out of, like, he want to do something for him. So what does he do? He sits on the gate of the cave and he tries that, okay, what I'll do, I'll protect him as a guard, okay? So that if any other wild animal comes to harm him, he can save him. Okay? So now pig is doing what, Dia?
Pig is protecting.
Whom?
Muniraj.
Okay, why is he protecting Arjun?
Because the pig thinks he's someone great.
Yeah, okay, because he thinks he's very great. Okay, fine. Now, what happens? In that jungle only, there is one tiger, very wild tiger, okay? Now, he's passing by the cave. Now he looks to the Muniraj, okay? He's sitting, he's meditating, he has his eyes closed and he is just no idea, okay? So now this tiger thinks, wow, I got to eat human today. So he's very happy. He will kill Muniraj and what he'll do? He'll eat him. So now he's doing what? What is his plans? He want to kill and eat Muniraj, okay? So he is all set to attack whom? Muniraj. Now this wild pig looks at the tiger and he just got his intentions, like he comes to know that yeah, he is going to kill. So now he is all set for the war too. So this tiger takes a jump onto the Muniraj and in between the pig comes and now the pig and the tiger both are fighting. Okay? Pig is fighting for what, Dia?
Pig is fighting.
For what? Huh?
Pig is fighting with the tiger.
For what? What is the reason? Why is he fighting for no sense? Because tiger wants to enter into the cave of pig, that's why?
Saving Muniraj.
To save Muniraj, very good. Okay, so now these pig and tiger both are fighting very wildly. They both are very cool, very powerful. In the end, what happens? The pig just, kills tiger and also the tiger while dying, he also just kills the pig. So both are dead now. Both are dead. Now tell me who did the good work. Arjun.
The pig, I'm guessing. Well, actually, I don't know because the pig was trying to help Muniraj and thought he was someone great, but the tiger, he just wanted to have some food.
Okay, so in the end, they both killed each other, okay? So, pig is also a killer, tiger is also a killer. I'm just asking, yeah. Who is good? Who is good? Both are? No one is good. I mean, the pig, if pig wasn't there, the tiger would have killed our Muniraj. Come on. He protected our Muniraj.
Yeah, the pig killed the tiger and the tiger killed the pig.
Yes, but pig didn't kill to eat the tiger. He killed to save the Muniraj, right?
Yeah.
So who is in the fault? Okay, now just stop thinking at this place. Now we'll concentrate on Muniraj. Now what happens while these pig and tiger was fighting in between. The Muniraj was into dhyan, right? He was doing tap. He was doing meditation. And in that meditation only, he destroys the four karmas and he becomes Arihanta. Now the Muniraj has become what? Bhagwan. Right? Now, tell me the three different kind of things are happening here. The pig who is thinking to save Muniraj, protect Muniraj. The tiger is to eat Muniraj. And the Muniraj is into his soul and he is doing for what? He is for his liberation. He is working on his liberation, the path of liberation, right? Tell me, in the three, who is doing the best work?
Saru is doing the best work.
Who?
Muniraj.
Muniraj is doing the best work. Okay, Arjun, what do you think?
I go with the pig.
Because Muniraj should have helped the pig because pig was helping him, so Muniraj too should have fought with the tiger.
If it wasn't for the pig, Muniraj wouldn't have become the Gwan.
Okay, So what should Muniraj would have, what would Muniraj have done is that he should also help. I mean, the pig is saving me, so the pig, I must help pig. I must be into his, I mean, into his side, and he should also start, he should have started the fighting with the tiger. Right?
Right.
Yeah, what do you say? Muniraj should concentrate on what? Into the pig, into the tiger, or on to himself? Okay, now, wait. Muniraj has become what? Bhagwan, okay? Okay, Arjun, tell me one thing. What do you want in life?
What?
What do you want to become in life? I mean, engineer, astronaut, what? Doctor.
I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm not sure. But what do you want, whatever you'll be becoming, what do you want? Like, it should be what? It should be like what?
I want to be like...
No, I mean...
A soccer player? Like, bend it like Beckham?
Why? Because? I mean, what is your ultimate aim? Whatever you be. What is your soul motive? Like, why do you want to be like that? Dia, what do you want to be?
Because I like soccer.
Yeah. Dia, what do you want?
I want to become Bhagwan.
Oh, Bhagwan. Why? Engineering is not a good thing to do. Or doctor. Being a doctor is not that bad, yaar. Why Bhagwan?
I want real happiness.
Oh. Arjun, what do you want by playing soccer?
What?
What makes you play soccer? It... Yeah.
The fun, I guess.
The fun. Okay, see, what we want is happiness. And we do only those things in which we think we'll get happiness, right?
Yes.
You play soccer because you think, yeah, it's good for you. You just get fun out of it. Okay? But these things are not going to give us a permanent happiness. So the only thing to be done in life is such which can give us the permanent happiness. Okay? Therefore, the Muniraj, they know what is a permanent happiness. To be Bhagwan, once you become Bhagwan, you are happy for endless time. You'll remain happy. That's why what they do not care about anything. What's going on in front of there. I mean, the king and tiger are fighting. They don't care. The Muniraj don't care. Even if tiger would have killed him, the Muniraj would not have hated the tiger. Hey, you killed me. Okay, you keep yourself away from me. No. Muniraj don't love anybody, don't hate anybody. Because their sole purpose is to get happiness. Right? So what they are doing, the thing which will give them happiness. And therefore they practice their soul and practice the liberation, the path of liberation. Therefore, if you want to be happy, what you have to do, you have to be Bhagwan. So our aims should be like what of Diya. Diya wants to be Bhagwan. I also want to be Bhagwan. Arjun, do you want to be Bhagwan? See, we all want happiness, and the real happiness is in being Bhagwan. So if somebody asks you, what do you want to be? A happy man. Who is he? Bhagwan. As simple as that. Okay, now the homework for you all is who is the better one and why between pig and tiger. The Bhagwan, Muniraj has become Bhagwan and he's the best. Okay? My question is, the tiger killed the pig killed the tiger. What's the difference? Who is the better man in the world? You all have to think. I'll ask in the next class, okay? Is that okay? Hello?
Yes, this is Arjun. I got cut off the call.
Hello?
Yes?
Arjun, you listen to me. You got what the homework is?
I did not, I'm afraid. It got cut off before you could tell me.
Okay, the homework is what you have to search on is who is better, the pig or tiger, or both are bad or both are good, because they both are fighting for their own purposes. Yeah, you have to think about that and give me the reason in the next class, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and what do you want to be now?
Probably Bhagwan.
Okay, because I am telling you, Diaz also wants to be Bhagwan, so therefore you are also. Like, yes?
No, because with Bhagwan you get real happiness.
And you want the happiness. Very good, okay? You know, the Jainism is the only religion which allows you to be a Bhagwan. No other religion other than the Jainism allows you to be a Bhagwan. It's not like Jainism, you are in Jainism, that you can be a Bhagwan. No, if you are other non-Jain people, you also then can be a Bhagwan. Everybody in this world can be Bhagwan, if he wants to be. Okay, now we'll conclude. Anybody has any question? See, what we have learned is the other 12 names, we have not very strictly learned them. We'll revise them in the next class too, but try to learn them too. Read them, okay? Vimalnath, Ananta, Dharmnath, Shantinath, Kunthunath, Arnath, then Mallinath, Munisuvratnath, Naminath, Neminath, and Parshuprabhu, and Mahavir Bhagwan or Vardhaman, okay? So these are other 12 what we learned today. Very good. Okay, now we'll again join our hands and close our eyes. Dia Namukarmans and Arjun will say Chittasi Mangalpath. Start. Dia Namukarmans. Arjun Chattai Mangalpat.
Chattai Mangalam. Arihanta Mangalam. Siddha Mangalam. Sahu Mangalam. Kevli Panato Dhammo Mangalam. Chattari Lagutama. Arihanta Lagutama, Siddha Lagutama, Bahu Lagutama, Kevli Panato Dhammo Lagutama, Chittari Sharan Paujami, Arihanta Sharan Paujami, Siddha Sharan Paujami, Sahu Sharan Paujami, Kevli Banato Dhammo Sharan Paujami.
Excellent. Okay, remember the homework, and in the next session we'll have the quiz, a quiz which we have not been able to continue from last many sessions, okay? So revise everything. Fine? Thank you very much, Jai Chinendra, to all.
Jai Chinendra, thank you very much.
Jai Chinendra.
Anubhav ji, can you just stay online for a couple of...
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thanks Arjun.
See ya.
Yeah.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
Mama.